Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Please welcome avid hunter and businessman Willie Robertson of the popular TV series Duck Dynasty.
Woo! Y'all fired up? Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here. As some of you know, we end every episode of Duck Dynasty with a family prayer at the dinner table. And I know we just said one, but I'm going to throw one more up with the way things are going in this country. Father, we're so thankful and blessed to be in this country. And Father, tonight we want to pray that you keep us safe. I am mindful of my brothers and sisters in Louisiana right now, Father, and be with them in their pain. We love you through Jesus. Amen. Amen. I've always said that me and Mr. Trump have three things in common. We're both successful businessmen. Although I flew commercial here, so I'm guessing he didn't. We both have had hit television shows. And we both have intelligent wives who are much better looking than we are. Are you cheering because we're ugly? It's been a rough year for the media experts. It must be humbling to be so wrong about so much for so long. But I have a theory about how they missed the Trump train. They don't hang out with regular folks like us, who like to hunt and fish and pray and actually work for a living. Heck, I don't even know that they know how to talk to people from Middle America. I mean, when I tell them I'm from Louisiana, they really start talking real slow and real loud. Let me tell you why I've been on the Trump train from the beginning. See, when you're from the South and you grow up with rednecks, there are some occasional disagreements. Sometimes those disagreements turn into fisticuffs. But anytime I was ever in a bad spot, I always knew my brothers would have my back. And today, in a lot of ways, America is in a bad spot. And we need a president who will have our back. And I can promise you this, no matter who you are, Donald Trump will have your back. If you're looking for a job or trying to grow a business like I am, Donald Trump will have your back. If you're a serviceman fighting overseas or a cop who is risking their lives to help keep us safe at home, Donald Trump will have your back. If you're an average American who feels like you've been forgotten, neglected by faraway leaders, that the deck is stacked against you and you just can't win, Donald Trump will have your back. Now, he may not always tell you what you want to hear. You may not always agree. And it may not always be politically correct. But when your father's Phil Robertson, I'm used to that, okay? But I'll say this, Donald Trump will always, always tell you the truth as he sees it. And that's why we can trust him to make America great again as our next president. Thank you. God bless you.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.